Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Graham Moore, The Imitation Game!
In this brief time here, what I want to use it to do is to say this. When I was 16 years old, I tried to kill myself because I felt weird and I felt different and I felt like I did not belong. And now I'm standing here, and so I would like for this moment to be for that kid out there who feels like she's weird or she's different or she doesn't fit in anywhere. Yes, you do. I promise you do. You do. Stay weird, stay different, and then when it's your turn and you are standing on the stage, please pass the same message to the next person who comes along. Thank you so much!
It's times like these to learn.
CSTP cast, I'm Steve right here with my...
Right here.
Top Shelf's not here, right here. He's got issues with Mexicans.
What?
We'll find out later why. But I do have the mighty Reverend Enfuego.
Hello.
You know, like I just left that there. No explanation.
Just leave it hanging.
Maybe we won't even ever address it. Toppy just has issues with Mexicans.
And doesn't invite anyone to any parties.
That's right. He's got issues with Italians and Mexicans. But let's not forget everybody's favorite, the man working the wheels of steel right over there, Mono Nick.
Yo.
So this week, the theme is just about being weird and being different. And I have no idea why that has something to do with the Foo Fighters, other than I thought times like these worked well with that guy's speech. I thought his speech was awesome, and then I started thinking about the Foo Fighters. And I always felt like this was one of the more underappreciated Foo Fighters songs. To In Your Honor, Jam of the Week. First time I heard this song, I was really stoned. And this song blew my damn mind. And I don't know why, but right now it's bringing me right back to that point.
It was a good stone then.
Yes, it was a good strain.
Those drums are just so cool.
Oh, and the swirl of guitars, too.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
Like this wall of noise. And I don't know, Dave sounds like he's trying to push some vocals out.
Yeah. I think he just got married when he wrote this song, right? It kind of sounds like it.
But I also heard that part of this song was inspired by John Kerry. Remember when the Foo Fighters or Dave did that tour when Kerry was trying to become the president?
That's right.
And I think he was kind of caught up in the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, so right, cool right the drums there. Are so awesome.
Just so
on this
cool
song.
Right here. It sounds like what an avalanche would look like going down a mountain. Just keeps rolling.
I can picture that.
Yeah.
And right here, it's just hitting people. Another snowboarder down. Ah, that skier. Hope he's got his compass.
Is it coming back?
Oh, yes! Dave won't disappoint you with ending it like that.
Yeah, I was like, that ended kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Lee?
That's a great pregnant pause.
And it's baby. God, I feel like I'm going to have a baby.
All right.
Yeah, from all the food you ate this morning.
Oh, man. Tamale Central.
Again, that's why Toppy's not here. Oh, yeah. Foo Fighters right there in your honor. Not a bad way to start things off. And I really love that guy's speech. I know it's nothing funny about it, nothing...
His name was Graham Moore?
Graham Moore.
And what was he in? I didn't watch the Oscars,
Some movie he wrote, okay. I don't know.
Cool.
Like the Immigrant Song or something.
Oh,
The Imitation Game.
Yeah, well, you guys knew what I was talking about.
The Immigrant Song.
I did see Caesar, that movie. And that's why I started saying, I'm just kidding. We are going to cross many lines today, because today we have our three friends in studio as well. We call them the Three Amigos, and it's Guido, it's Caesar, and Augustine, right?
Yes.
Okay, make sure I pronounce it right. Hello, you guys.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
And let's clarify, they named themselves the Three Amigos, not us.
Right, right. Yes. Well, originally they
for HR purposes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like, hey, we have three Mexicans, let's call them the Three Amigos. Yeah. Even though the movie's about three white dudes.
Yeah, it's three white guys.
We would be the Three Amigos in the movie.
Yeah.
Closest to it. Do I get to be Martin Short?
Only if I'm Steve Martin.
All right.
I'm Chevy Chase.
I'll be Chevy Chase.
No, it's fine. I guess I'll be the dick guy.
No, I'll be that guy. I kind of idolized him growing up. I love that guy.
I guess out of all of us, I would have to be Chevy Chase, but I don't want to be Chevy Chase because he's such a dick.
He is.
Yeah.
I read a story today, which I thought was awesome, about Richard Pryor's ex-wife or ex-girlfriend, who basically compared Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor as being, Richard Pryor was dirty on the outside, but beautiful on the inside. And Bill Cosby came off as beautiful on the outside, but dirty on the inside. Not dirty like in a fun, dirty kind of way, but like an awful human being dirty. And she said part of the issue between those two was always that Cosby had issues with how dirty Richard Pryor was with his content.
Yeah, his jokes and stuff.
But at the end of the day, wouldn't you rather someone who has dirty content but's a good human being as opposed to you know, Captain Pudding Pop over there?
Right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And it's just like, and even before all these came out, she was like pissed at him just because of how, like, I guess just how much of a poon hound he was.
Yeah, she said I didn't know if he was doing anything wrong, but there wasn't a person that he'd met that he didn't want to have sex with.
Yeah.
Female-wise.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
I like to lick those feet and all that stuff, too.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you, Guido, Cedar, and Augustine for coming in and also for feeding
us. Thank you for the tamales. Oh. Holy crap, those were amazing.
I'll say thanks for the guac, because that was amazing.
Oh, the guac was great, too.
And Cedar, thanks for the Patron.
What?
Ooh, nice.
But Augustine, I got to ask you, man, that's your mom's recipe?
Yes, that's something she makes, and actually she sells them.
Where at?
Out of her house.
What, so people just come over and buy them?
No, actually, my dad, he delivers parts for a Toyota dealership.
Uh-huh.
And he goes around to, like, body shops and stuff and just sells them, and they make orders over the weekend.
Does the IRS know about this?
Let's just keep that on the down low.
No, that's cool, because I want to do this for my lumpia. Like, just freeze up bags of lumpia and sell them for, like, dude, $10 a bag or something like that.
You, right here.
Okay.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah. Cool. I got 10 on it.
Yeah, you don't have to go too far, bro.
I got 10 on
I'm just trying
it.
To see, like, you know, what they got to claim and what I'll potentially have to claim or not claim on tax is there, season.
You're just doing it as a gift.
Oh, okay,
for friends.
Perfect, yes.
I speak with complete 100% confidence in that's the greatest tamale I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Those things, right, they're tamales, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the greatest burrito I've ever eaten, Steve. That's a tamale.
I love chimichangas.
I love the jalapenos in there.
It's like it's like a jalapeno popper with meat.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, she started that recipe maybe 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
Because you used to just
killer.
Put the meat in there, and then she just got the idea of putting the cream cheese and the jalapenos in there.
Dude, the cream cheese was a game. Because, yeah, I mean, it's like it just adds a whole level. That sounds dirty, but it makes it so much more creamy in my mouth.
Yeah.
And it's
brilliant.
It gives a little bit of spice, but it's like it doesn't like hit you right away. It's a little bit of a slow burn, but it's not going to take you away from, like, if you're not really in for spicy stuff, it's not going to completely blow you away.
Right.
It's going to, you're going to want to eat more, and yeah, they're good.
So good.
Really
and then,
good.
And then, so what, I don't know much about Mexican food other than I enjoy eating it, but like, so is it like a
salsa?
What is it wrapped around? Like, what is that? Like,
it's a corn husk. That's what it's
cooked
in.
Corn husk. Okay.
So it's basically, it's like flour, and then you put it on the corn husk, just laid over the husk, and then you put the meat and the cream cheese and whatnot, wrap it over, and just steam.
Jeez, man. So freaking good.
And you're not supposed to eat the corn husk, right?
You are not, no.
Okay,
I know. Who was it that, I think Augustine warned BJ before.
Yeah, don't.
He was about to.
I've seen people do that.
No, he was going to.
I've seen people take a bite, and they're like, it's not going away. Like, you're not supposed to eat the corn husk.
I got to be honest with you. Like, I was holding it, and I didn't peel mine or open mine up yet, because BJ was opening up his, and I was almost like, there's a train wreck about to happen. Do I want to watch this, or do I want to? Because I know he'll follow if I open up mine. But I was like, do I want this? How do I want today to go?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to deal with the pissed BJ for the rest of the day?
Just turn the video camera on.
Augustine was the smarter man and warned him, and that probably saved our entire morning. But, man, your mom made us beef ones, pork ones, and chicken ones, so of course I had to sample all three. I felt like it would be disrespectful not to.
Yeah, well, you have not just disrespectful, but just you got to have taste of each one.
They're all great. I think if I had to pick, I don't know, did anyone else try all three? Am I the only one?
I tried two.
Yeah, okay. I tried two, and I don't know which. I think I had two chicken, I believe. And
well, one, great.
Did it have
like
a P or a B on it?
I didn't look at anything that had any P or any B's on them.
Were they both green meat or white meat with green sauce?
Yeah.
They're both chicken.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Chicken was awesome. I'd say my favorite, though, was the beef, and then the pork, and then the chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Augustine, since you're the one that probably eats it more than anybody because your mom's making them, what's your favorite?
I like the pork. My pork's my favorite just because
of
the texture of the meat. I love pork.
Yeah.
And the beef's good, too, but it's just that once I taste the pork, it's like, oh man, this is delicious.
Oh, I'm gonna have to eat another one of those after the podcast. You know what? I'll just say I ate my vegan sandwich that my wife made me.
What's in a vegan sandwich?
Vegetables,
lettuce.
You're right.
Like in sadness,
pickles.
Tomato. Okay, pickles are acceptable.
And and she just found some kind of like vegan cheese that's like it tastes like Havarti.
Huh?
It surprisingly tastes a lot like Havarti.
Nice. Well, okay. I mean,
so,
do you do sprouts too?
She does.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
I usually take those off.
You're a good man.
I thought you weren't supposed to eat sprouts because they can kill you. They get like E. coli and stuff in them or something.
Well, there was
chicken. It's easy to confuse the two.
There was a recall at some restaurants for certain stuff of sprouts,
so, like
deliveries.
A lot of restaurants don't even serve sprouts anymore. They just don't want to deal with it.
Well, that's good on them because I don't want it anyway.
Yeah. Sprouts suck, man.
Yeah, they do. They're gross.
I'm not a fan.
It's just like having weeds in your sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, you're just basically eating a weed sandwich anyway.
Yeah,
not a good
much.
Weed. You're just eating vegetables.
I give her credit.
There's something in there.
She throws a little mustard on there. It's delicious.
You know what I had to experience this weekend was popped quinoa.
I saw that on your girl's, on your future wife's Facebook page.
And I'm the hipster.
Yeah, no, it's...
I've never even heard of popping quinoa.
Quinoa? This is the first thing she had heard of as well.
Do you pop it like it's hot?
No, you pop it in a Whirly Pop. Well, I guess so, that like it's hot.
Like a popcorn popper?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
She did it in the Whirly Pop, and it made and she kind of burnt it a little bit, but it gets kind of that neat little popcorn smell. And I'm like, whatever, these things are going to be stupid. I don't care. But then she put them in with chocolate.
Rev, honey, would you like some pop quinoa?
She knows
honey. I know it's going to be stupid, but I know you're going to make it.
She knows my thoughts on quinoa already. I've made it abundantly clear that I'm not a fan of quinoa.
And for those playing at home, it's quinoa.
Quino or whatever
it is. Quinoa.
but no, she made, because she's trying to make gluten-free candies for the people at work. Because
that sounds delicious.
People. Well, she mixed in chocolate and walnuts, and then you don't even care that there's quinoa in there. And it basically tastes like
a
crunch
crispy.
Bar or a crackle or something like that. They're great. Like,
yeah,
that's really actually good. But you've got to mask the hell out of quinoa in order to make it even remotely acceptable.
I like quinoa. I don't like saying
terrible.
Quinoa. I think quinoa's fine.
Yeah.
Guido,
put chocolate
you
on it, I'm okay.
Yeah, we cook it all the time with our meals. It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, if you'd cook it the right way.
Like, what do you have to do?
The Mexican way.
Kind of cook it like as if it's rice, in a sense. Like, you enjoy it, like, I don't know, we substitute it for some rice dishes.
That's what we do, but the biggest problem that I see with people who don't like it is that they don't clean it properly. You got to rinse the heck out of it.
Okay.
Like, even more so than you would with rice.
Hmm.
But to go with the whole chocolate, I mean, they make candies like that with quinoa chocolate bars and stuff like that.
I can see why, because, well, you put chocolate on anything and it's pretty much acceptable, so, and I know that...
A couple things I could tell you that.
Okay.
Looks like chocolate. Tastes like poop.
Chocolate. Oh, no. Those things I will never eat.
Baby
those
Ruth.
No, the chocolate buttholes.
I never even heard of a chocolate.
Yeah, what, the thing that was going around for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible. Why would you even bring that up?
There's a dude who made an edible. It's called edibleanus.com. There you go. And it's that, and it's chocolate.
You make a mold.
It's
a mold
he made a mold of his...
His starfish.
Yeah, and now you can have chocolate starfishes.
Is here, now you don't have to go down there, and you can just eat the chocolate.
Is it like milk chocolate? Like, what kind of chocolate is he using? Dark chocolate?
Let's hope dark chocolate.
Hershey's?
With little pieces of corn stuck in it.
That's awful. No, quinoa.
Yeah, quinoa.
Quinoa. Come on, we got to keep it healthy.
Whoa.
Well, yeah. It's nice packaging.
Yeah, Belgian chocolate. They've got all the different ones.
Have you eaten it yet?
No, I will never eat one. It looks like what it looks like. I don't care if it's the best, the most... Oh, look at that. They have poo cards.
They've got greeting cards.
Limited
where the chocolate's
edition
placed in certain
solid
spots.
Silver ones.
They've got cards where you can place the chocolate in certain spots so it looks like it's coming out of something.
Nice.
Solid bronze one for $285.
I just want to know where their market is, like who their market is.
It's based in the UK, and apparently it's so popular in the US that shipping, they won't do anything right now for here, because I'm trying to click on it for the US site, and it won't do anything.
Oh, man. Mm. That's unfortunate. You know, our agent for our morning show for the BJJ Morning Experience, he, on Christmas, will send a box of chocolates to everybody.
Not to me.
Uh-oh.
Well, he doesn't do it anymore, do you?
No, I get pistachios.
Yeah. Oh, because
BJ made fun of him on the air once when he did it, because I'm diabetic, so he sends me now a 5-pound bag of pistachios.
I gotta say, I'm diabetic.
Yeah.
What usually gets these gourmet, like, high-end
super
chocolates,
fancy.
Like they come from some lady that makes them all like almost, I don't know, like by hand, and they're all like fancy and they're good, but like I can't imagine what they cost.
Yeah. Are what they truffles?
Like, and some of them have a truffly nice. Kind of taste to it. Some of them are like salted caramel and ooh. All different flavors. This year's batch weren't as good as usual. There weren't enough salted caramels, if you
that's
ask
it,
me.
That's it, Paul.
Too much dark, rich chocolate. But I'd say now, I haven't ever sent him a Christmas gift, but now I have an idea. Do you think he would enjoy some butthole chocolates?
Well, I think there's potential. I think that's potential that him and his loved one would appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he'd find the humor in it.
Yeah, it's like 9.5 weeks
he
for him.
He would,
you know,
either completely find the humor or we would find zero humor.
Yeah,
it's either
yeah.
all the way on one end or
he's dropping everyone.
Steve, I'm no longer representing
whatever.
You.
He still cashed my check.
I guess that's
yeah,
true.
My check is still good no matter how much chocolate buttholes I send
that's
him.
That's right. Money talks.
Yeah. Right. Buttholes walk.
An insulated shipping box, edible ones. Oh, wow.
Dan, so over the weekend, I do want to share one quick story about the Microsoft Hockey. I don't even know if it's called the Microsoft Hockey Challenge anymore, but Microsoft's a part of it. As well, they have some teams that get involved in it, but the Hockey Challenge that the T-Birds do. So Toppy and I were on the same team. He was our coach. I was the goalie. We wound up winning.
Congratulations.
The highlight, though, I just want to share one story from that experience, and I want to hear what everyone else was doing over their weekend. But the best part was right before the game, the T-Birds game, they played the Silver Tips. They wound up spanking them 7-0 in that game.
Wow.
But I had the opportunity to go out there for the ceremonial puck drop, which is awesome.
That's cool.
I mean, Guido, I know you're a big Kings fan. Granted, this is WHL, and it's a lot different as far as the size of an arena than an NHL arena, but still, to be in front of thousands of people, walk on the ice, on the red carpet, and then you have that ceremonial puck drop where the two captains from each team, they skate up right to you, and then I didn't drop the puck. They had a former T-Bird drop the puck, but I was a part of the ceremonial line. So it was kind of cool to see like Shea Theodore up close and personal, who's a T-Bird who's, I think he got drafted by the Ducks, if I remember correctly. I'm pretty sure he's the Anaheim Ducks property. He's a big dude in person. Like when you watch from the stands, looks like normal size, but in person, you're like, oh, you're a big boy.
And you're a tall dude yourself. Yeah. So
I mean, he had ice skates on, so maybe if I should have went out there with my ice skates on. That would have been great. So we all stand there, and it's me, Bill Wixie from Q13, Ian from KJR, Ian Furness, Chris Zashi from The Head and the Heart. He's the bassist of the band. He played in it as well. Brendan Witt, former T-Bird. He played on the Capitals. And then Cool Bird and myself. We're all part of this line. This guy, Yash, I can't remember his last name, but he was a player for the T-Birds. He dropped. So in order to do the ceremonial puck drop, you got to hold the puck for like an extended period of time so they could get the photo op. So we all stand there stoic as he's like pretending to drop the puck. So he's doing it for a while, and there's like 6 cameras. And he's like, okay, I think that's it, right? We're good? I can drop the puck? None of us know. I'm like, yeah, sure. And the two players are like, yeah, drop the puck. We want to play hockey. So he's about to drop it, but then someone took another picture, and a flash went off. So he's like, oh, I got to keep doing this. Like he got nervous.
Yeah.
So now he's still holding this puck over these guys' sticks. And it's now going on for like an uncomfortably long time.
It's like none that of us, weird hug.
Yeah, none of us know when to tell him to let go. Finally, and you know, with mascots, they're not supposed to talk. All of a sudden I hear, and Cool Bird is right next to me. All of a sudden I just hear, just drop the damn puck.
That's awesome.
Wait, so they're going to drop the puck for the initial face-off while you guys are still on the ice?
This is they call it a ceremonial puck drop.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't count for anything. They don't even try and fight for it. They just drop it, and
gotcha.
Then it's over.
So it's like the first pitch in baseball.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
Perfect.
So, yeah, imagine the umpire.
Now we're on the same page.
Yeah. Imagine
sorry.
A Philly fanatic going, just throw the effing
just
ball.
Friggin' salty bird there trying to just get it going.
So I start laughing, and I go, you know when the mascot says to drop the puck, you got to drop the puck. And the captain of the Silver Tips just starts cracking up, and he just gives me a handshake, and he's like, yeah, I didn't know when this was going to end.
That's awesome.
It was awesome, dude. After that, everything was great. It was a fun experience. To be able
kick
to,
some ass?
Yeah, we wound up winning.
Nice.
We won 10-9 in a shootout.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like an all-star game. I mean, if you're like, Guido, you watch all-star games. There's no defense. It's all about goals. And as a goalie, it's like your worst
it's a nightmare.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
But it's fun. Like having Brendan Witt, who was the captain of the Capitals, he was voted one of the top 40 Capitals of all time.
Wow.
And he was a T-Bird. He was also the assistant captain for the Islanders when he played with them.
Dang.
This guy had a great career over 10 years, and he was known for being just a badass on the ice, right? At one point, He scored one on me in the first period, but then in the second period, he's coming down on me, and it's him and another dude, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm thinking he's going to pass because, you know, I just assumed he was going to think pass, but I was like, I'm lined up, and all of a sudden he just fires a wrist shot right over my glove, top shelf, bar down, goes in, and I'm just like, that was the coolest thing ever. Brendan Witt just totally owned me. It was, you know, like, what am I going to – I took a lot of pride. I gave up four goals in the game because we had four total goalies, so there was two on each side. So I played the first half, and then the other goalie, Sarah, who was a friend of mine, she played the second half.
Oh, cool.
And the way, like, people that are, like, you know, people who raise enough money have the opportunity to play in this game. So there's a lot of people that aren't former T-Birds or former – or media people that can skate. Mm-hmm. Are out there on the ice as well, and Sarah was able to raise a good chunk of money and got to play goalie as well, and she's cool. A great goalie, and she played great as well. So I gave up four, and all four of my goals, I was very proud, were all by former pros.
Awesome.
Like, that was all I wanted. I was like, yeah. I just want to not give up a goal to anybody other than a guy who played in the NHL. Granted, one of the guys that played in the NHL played goalie, but hey, he still was in the NHL. So
Pickard
was
sticks, right?
Yeah.
You've got to be at least at some level to get in there. I mean, it's just like you even said, just riding on the bench would be awesome just because you're there.
Absolutely. Dude, it was fun. I had a blast. I had more fun actually sitting on the bench because the nerves were gone. I was already done with my obligation. So I'm like, this is fun. I'm watching. I'm hanging out. I'm BSing with all the guys. And this is like great camaraderie. And then all of a sudden, the game is tied at the end. And they're like, okay, we're doing a shootout. I'm like, well, I'm still on the bench. So I'm like, Sarah, she could do it all. I don't care. Like, you know, hey, she also raised a lot of money. Have at it. So Regan Mueller, who was a former T-Bird, he's like, Steve, you go in for the final three shots. There was five total. So he's like, let Sarah do the first two, and then you do the next three. I'm like, all right, as long as Sarah's okay with that, that's cool. But I'm like, I haven't been playing for the last like 45 minutes.
You're a little cold right there.
Yeah, so I'm like, I better get out on the ice and start stretching.
No pressure.
Dude, and then
all
it comes,
the pressure.
It was one of the most nerve-wracking experiences. Then all of a sudden, you got a guy who the dude that came down to me in the first, I think he once played with the Quebec Nordiques, and he played in a bunch of other teams as well at a high level. And he's coming down on a breakaway, and I'm lining him up, and he fires one by me, and I just, desperation wise, just put my hand out there, and all of a sudden I just feel the puck in my pocket.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And I see my bench, and I'm still not believing that I made the save. Like, I'm like, there's no way.
They just lose their S.
And everyone's banging the boards with their stick, and I'm like, all I could do was I turned around and I just slammed my stick against the post because I was so jacked. I'm like, next shot that comes down on me. If I would have saved this one, the game would have been done and we would have won. Or it would have been still tied, but, you know, there would have been a chance of us losing. Jamie Huscroft played with the Boston Bruins. I play hockey with him a bit. He comes down, just totally undresses me on a breakaway, deeks me, moves me around, and then just puts the puck in the net. I'm like, son of a bitch. So now I got one last guy, and we're up 2-1 at that point. And it's Lloyd Shaw, who was drafted by the Ducks, never played in the NHL, but was on the T-Birds. Great guy. Now, mind you, I bought $10 from his kids in the 50-50 raffle earlier, and I told him, you better not score on me if I'm buying these. And I actually had stopped them all game long. So now I'm like, son of a bitch, he's not going to care. He comes down. He tries to get it over my glove, and it just barely goes above the post and high and wide.
Nice.
We win.
You got it.
And I got to experience what it's like to have former pros
jump on you?
No. Yes, that's amazing. That's in the locker room. To give me the headbutt, the hockey headbutt.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You're a goalie as well. It's like, you know, in beer league, you don't really do that. It's kind of weird. But in the NHL, that's what they do when the team wins. It's almost like you're making out with the fellow player. I know that sounds strange. But
I think football players do that too, right?
Yeah, you just bump heads.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
That's awesome, dude.
I was pretty pumped.
And I would be too.
After that, we just went back into the locker room. Fortunately, somebody brought, I think, 12 or 13 beers, so each of us got to enjoy one beer.
Oh, nice.
That was actually Sarah, so props to her. She was MVP of the game.
Apparently.
Not only for playing great between the pipes, but also because she brought beer.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, but it was just, you know, it's cool. Like, the chef, you're a big foodie. I don't know if you've ever... What's that place, the Miller's something?
I don't know that one.
Look up, like, restaurant Miller or something. Like Miller's Annex or something.
Restaurant.
Or look
Miller
up Crush.
Something.
Crush Seattle. Have you ever heard of Crush?
Uh-uh.
I guess he's like the executive chef guy that owns these two restaurants. He played goalie on the other team.
Look at that.
Crush.
Yeah, Chef Jason Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah, Chef Jason Wilson. If you just go chefjasonwilson.com, it's got all sorts of things.
I think you'd like this place.
I'm writing his name down right now.
It's got like the fancy looking food.
I like that.
Yeah. Whoa. Crush is open for dinner Wednesday through Sunday from 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Why not Mondays and Tuesdays?
Apparently that's his weekend.
That's his when he plays hockey days.
That too.
It's to drive up more demand for his business.
People want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So you guys, Nick, what'd you do over the weekend?
I got back out on the disc golf finally course.
Oh, tennis elbow is finally gone?
What, trigger finger.
That too?
Excuse me?
Yeah. Almost gone. It's all, I can like pop it every once in a while, but yeah.
like
the tendon like keeps going in and out of place.
So it's like a legit injury from playing disc golf.
No, it goes back to when I was getting dressed in the dark a couple it was back before
he was
Christmas.
Making his own chocolates.
Yes.
He needed a mold.
I was getting dressed in the dark and I slipped and fell and I tried to catch myself.
Which is your finger?
Well, my finger bent backwards on the couch because I didn't catch the back of the couch correctly.
Oh, all the way back, so you're like touching your wrist sort of with your finger.
Yeah. Are
you getting dressed in the dark?
I always get dressed in the dark because in my apartment. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was wondering.
Yeah,
I do the same
30,
thing.
Yeah.
I've injured myself getting dressed in the dark too.
Yeah, it was the worst. And then I didn't go and do anything about it. I just kept playing Frisbee on it, and then it just kept swelling and swelling and swelling, and then finally had to shut her down. And
how great
back.
Did it feel to be back out there?
Oh, my God. It's so amazing. I won so much money off of my friends. Thanks, guys. Not so much, but it was cool.
Is this like a rookie of the year? You come back and you just got a super tendon and you can just huck the disc across
almost,
the whole thing?
Almost. Probably not, but it was cool. It felt, because I've been playing when I was playing for the last 3 months, I've been taping like athletic tape around my finger.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't feel
no cortisone shots.
Yeah, no cortisone shots. You know, I'm hardcore.
Yeah.
I'm no Luis Gonzalez.
Sit on your hand until it falls asleep.
That way you don't feel it. Still use it.
Jeez.
Yeah, but so I could finally feel it. I got everything back, and I was, bought a couple Frisbees with the money that I won. And then we went to Oak Harbor and played a new course up there.
Oh, so you just went full right back into it.
Yeah, totally. And then we went to Greenleaf, which the Vietnamese restaurants that we went to for Christmas as a show. And
oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, did you sit upstairs again?
No, I wanted to.
They've got the best furniture there.
It's so antique.
It's so awesome.
I've been telling Angie about it forever, and she's been reading some great reviews, and I'm like, hey, let's just go. And yeah, it was amazing.
Did she like it?
Oh, yeah. We'll be going back for sure.
It's funny. We were talking about falling asleep yesterday. My arm fell asleep as I was like, kind of like my wife falls asleep on my lap while I watch TV, and I had my arm like kind of like over her hip, and it was like just sitting there, and it just fell asleep. And so I'm like trying to get it to wake up, but I can't. So I pull it up, but it's still asleep, and it just right down on her hip. And she's like, why'd you do that? Like, I'm sorry, my arm's asleep. I needed to move it, and then I just lost control.
Yeah,
can't really do anything anymore.
Yeah, every once in a while, I can feel my arm when it's about to go get into that state, when it's start going to go numb.
Yeah.
I'm just like, now's the time to make the move. Let's just see if it'll go numb all the way. I did that last night. It was cool.
We talk about getting dressed in the dark. It's the first time we got the first week that we got new furniture in my bedroom was the worst for getting dressed in the dark.
Yeah, you don't know where the hell you're at.
Well, and you don't know the size. You're not used to the size of all the furniture in the room.
Well, I did not think this would even be an issue because, we had the same bed. It was just new dressers. And I don't get dressed in the dark per se. I put my pajama pants back on because I sleep naked.
Nice.
I know you guys wanted that visual.
Yeah. Mm.
But then I wake up. The first step in my morning is I put my pajamas on and I go downstairs and I let Lulu out so she can go potty. So I'm first day of having the new furniture, or the first Monday. So it's all dark in our bedroom, and I went down to pick up the pajama pants because I leave them at the side of the bed. I forgot that now I have a nightstand.
Oh, no.
And I'm not even joking.
Just total brainer.
I bent over, full on, headbutt.
Oh,
domed it.
Damn.
It was so loud I woke my wife up, but she didn't say anything because she didn't know I was going to get mad. So she waited until like 6 in the morning to text me and say, hey, good morning. Hey, by chance, did you slam your head against our new dresser? I'm like, yeah. And I even had like a little mark still.
Oh.
Like, it was hard because I just like reached down really fast.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's why I like
a wake up call.
I keep
most
of my clothes stayed in the laundry room, so I could get dressed in the laundry room for that reason. Like, I'm never taking that chance again.
Yeah, I just started putting my clothes for the next day out on the back of the couch.
Yeah,
in the living room, and then I leave a flashlight, a mini flashlight, next to the bed. Now
I use my phone.
Yeah, I used to, but it doesn't give me enough coverage.
We got the hallway light just gives enough where it doesn't. It normally won't hit her when I'm in there, but I can see enough to at least dig around in like the laundry hamper because I usually don't fold my clothes. Everything just stays in the hamper.
Throw it in the dryer and just start it up again.
I just need to do what my friend's parents used to do: sleep in separate bedrooms. That way, that's no issue. I'm just kidding, but that's what they.
You know, I think my wife would like that. To be honest with you, with the amount of gas that I exude and also the heat I kick off. Like, she's just like, I think she used to really dig the whole cuddling thing. It's like, as soon as we got married, she's like, just no, unless we're going to be doing it. Don't touch me.
Wow. I'm sure that was her exact quote.
No, she said it a lot more romantically.
As long as you're. Oh, wait, no, I'm not going to. Sorry.
But on the flip side, let me ask you guys this. When you're sleeping in and your wife is getting up or your girlfriend's getting up before you, does she give you the same respect that you give her as far as getting dressed in the dark? Now, I'm looking at Augustine. I'm looking at Caesar. In the past, in your relationships?
What about it?
Oh, he's zoning out.
When you would get ready, like, when we get ready, we try and be stealth, right?
Mm-hmm.
When your woman or your past girlfriend or whatever it may be would get ready, would she try and be quiet and get dressed in the dark?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Really?
I mean, she was in the Marine Corps, so.
Oh, she was all quick.
She was fast and just out the door in seconds.
All right, Augustine, I don't want to incriminate you, but.
Well, I usually go to bed before my wife because I have to get up early. So a lot of times she has to go in the room to get something. She'll flip the lights on.
Right.
And start opening drawers.
Hell? Okay, oh, yes.
So then I get up and I'm like, hello? She's like, oh, sorry. Turns the light back off.
It's like, no, you're not sorry. You can
5 minutes later, same thing.
Yeah.
My wife puts the TV on in the bedroom. I'm like, why'd you put the TV on? She's like, I like getting ready with the TV on. I'm like, I like sleeping with the TV off. Son of a bitch.
See, that's why I'm kind of glad we don't have a TV in the bedroom, even though I've been kind of pushing towards it. But Michelle doesn't want it because she thinks it's just going to lead to us eating in the bed.
That would be me, yeah.
But I don't like any sort of crumbs or anything
you don't
in there.
Eat in bed.
So I've been trying to explain to her that that won't be the case, but she just does not believe me. And it might be because sometimes I do bring food in, but I try not to.
I hate what Angie does when she comes home and I'm sleeping because she'll come home at like midnight or 1 a.m. and she knows sure as hell that I'm sleeping.
Right.
Just boom, just slams the door. And I'm like, what the hell was that? Like, is that necessary? Every time I come home, because I get up a lot really early in the morning on weekends and go, leave, come and go, come and go. She never wakes up. I like turn the door handle nice and slow so the latch doesn't catch it when the door closes.
Yep.
Part of it's for me sneaking out and being really good about it when I was younger and knowing all these little tricks.
Yeah, when I was younger.
But
he's out there at midnight on a disc golf course.
Well, that's, two days ago was younger than he is now.
That's a good point.
When he was younger.
He was younger yesterday.
I want that common courtesy, man. That,
it's the same thing. No. I think it's just, for the most part, it's a rare breed of a woman that likes to be quiet while she's getting ready.
Yeah.
It's so much more, I think, and maybe it's just because they have more to do.
Yeah, that's probably.
But I'm like, put the TV on?
Does your wife wash, does anybody's woman wash their hair in the sink? Like, before they go, they just do a quick wash in the sink. Like, Angie just puts a little bit of shampoo on, a little bit of conditioner, runs out the door. I'm like, wow, that was pretty cool. I've never seen that before.
No,
usually when Michelle, it's like, it's longer for her to want to wash her hair than it is to shower.
Right.
Because it's that whatever woman BS with their hair.
A lot of it, too.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Yeah, that's part of it, too. But no, I don't know if she's ever just thrown on some, like, shampoo and conditioner and, like, bolted.
Yeah.
Well, she rinses it out, but she just puts it, like, she does up her hair, puts it up.
That makes a little bit more sense.
And does, like, the bangs, like, puts a little shampoo on the bangs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rinses it out, puts a little conditioner. I saw her do it once, and I'm like, interesting.
No, it's a full day affair. When like she needs to know if we're going out, and I need to give her plenty of time. Otherwise,
oh my gosh,
it's just, you know,
now
I don't have hair, so I can't really, you know, it's easy for me.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, just give me a sponge. I could give myself a shower.
Speaking of things that may confuse, and I don't know if all these things irritate you, but the one thing that drives me nuts, and I know she's listening to this and she knows about it.
Oh snap!
It's that.
Putting her on blast.
As soon as we cross the threshold of the house, that door, it's the immediate cue that she needs to do something back in the house. We're getting ready to leave, and it's that second. She walks out. She's like, oh, wait, I want to do this. And then she goes back in the house.
Like, what is she doing?
I,
anything else. It's
like cooking or something.
They didn't forget something.
No, oh, wait, I want to make some brownies.
It's more along the lines of like, oh, well, now I don't want to wear this, so let's just go back so I can change. Or I forgot this. Oh, and wow. It's not even like, they're not important things. We need to go because now I've set up a time limit and a time frame. I want to leave at this time. And she knows that's the one pet peeve of mine. I don't,
like it when Rev gets angry.
Right?
Yeah.
I get mad and I get all sweaty and then sometimes I fart. It happens. Sorry, guys. But it's just one of those where she just gets like, and it's just those little changes in my schedule are the things that piss me off, and she's just does it every time.
See, I guess I'm probably more like, my wife would be more like you in that situation because I get easily distracted. If we go back in, I'm like, oh, let me try and fix this shelf or something. I get a screwdriver and I'm like tightening something up, saying, you can do this when we get home. I'm like, I won't remember. And then you're going to be mad I didn't do it.
Yeah, I'm always the one going back into the apartment looking for stuff that I forget.
Guido, I know you're a married man. What about you? Like, do you have is your
throw
woman,
your wife under the bus?
Yeah, this is about throwing. Yeah, this is what this podcast is about. This is why Top Shelf's not here.
Well, she's not listening, so I can say whatever. But yes, I guess I am a rare. Or I have
a
rare
real
breed.
Man.
Well,
just kidding.
She's actually very, very good in the mornings when she knows I get to sleep in because we have a similar schedule, so we're always up at the same time, going to bed at the same time. But when I have a day off, she's very good about it. She's very quiet. When anytime she wakes me up, she's very apologetic about it. She tries her hardest. And in fact, she even like yells at our kids too, like, don't wake up dad, he's sleeping. They always do.
Right.
But no, she's really good. She's a quiet one. She tries good to let me you. Sleep. Yeah. So,
my
lucky.
On the weekends, 7 o'clock. I don't know how she gets up so early. She's up at like 6.
And that's weird coming from you.
Right. Like I want to sleep until 8.
Yeah.
Sleep until 8.
I know, right? And it's like 7 o'clock. She's like, when are you going to get up? I'm like,
never. Go away.
And yeah, I'm up by 4 or 5 on the weekends.
In the morning?
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Sheesh. I used to be. Now it's like 9 o'clock or so, but... Like, Michelle loves to sleep in on the weekends. Like, all bets are off. So I'll get up, and I'll make a pot of coffee, and I set it for, like, the three-hour timer, and she'll
see,
scroll
out after
that.
See, I can't even make coffee
that.
At the apartment at like, 4 in the morning because it's too loud. It'll wake her up.
The coffee pot is too loud?
Yeah.
That's it.
We have
that's
a very
all.
Small apartment. Like,
let's all buy a house
like
together.
A closet.
Your apartment, wives and girlfriends.
Your apartment, I think, is bigger than mine, or at least it's comparable.
But all the walls aren't, like, they're not blocked off. They're all open. They just all like, have openings up top that you
tell
can...
Tell her to wear some earplugs. You need your caffeine.
Yeah.
I've tried that. Oh. I've totally tried that. Put headphones in. No, but that's why I leave at 4 or 5 in the morning, so I can go, like, I'll go and have breakfast by myself on the weekends. And then she'll wake up at 10 or 11, and she'll, like, you want to go get breakfast?
Like, nah,
sure.
I'm good. Oh, double up. Second breakfast. Nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nick's got a mistress. He doesn't have sex with her. He just goes over there to make coffee.
And have breakfast.
Why are you at this other woman's apartment?
Toast.
I just needed a place to make some coffee and not get yelled at.
But it's the best because...
You brought me to this point.
I get the breakfast that I want every weekend, and so does she. Because normally...
That is great.
We
and
always
apparently
have to...
you also get her breakfast in the morning, too.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's
double
amazing.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
God, that's a man with a plan right there.
Well, you're up
if
so
I'm not,
early.
If I'm not on the golf course by 8 or 9, then yeah, we're going to breakfast at 10 and 11, and I'm going to get second breakfast.
I feel like if you're up at 4 in the morning, you deserve more than one
that's
breakfast.
Almost lunch at
Thanks.
That point. I mean, you can consider it lunch.
Yeah, you might as well. I mean, I think 4 meals is okay when you're up that early.
Yeah, I'm burning calories.
Yeah.
I'm up doing stuff.
Like, I might have had 3 of those tamales.
Yeah.
And I might have 1, possibly 2 more, because I didn't, you know, I was saying how I want the beef, my favorite, but now I hear an Augustine talk again about the pork. I think I need to go back to the pork. Yeah.
The pork was good.
Yeah. Rev, what about you, man? What happened to you over the weekend? Minus getting mad at your woman for wanting to do stuff.
I know. And that's kind of the weird thing.
How dare her.
We did a bunch of... Well, her and I really didn't do a whole lot together this weekend, but I went and played poker with her...
I thought you said you didn't do anything with her.
Simmer down over there. We had... So it was her sister's husband's birthday, but he didn't tell anyone. He just invited everyone for poker. He was just like, come play poker.
He didn't want a guilt thing. He just wanted people that really
wanted
to come
play
over.
Poker.
By
yeah.
the way, it's my birthday.
Yeah. It kind of came up in the middle of it, and he ended up winning the whole thing, and he was like, did you guys set this up? And we're like, no. We wanted to win, because it was still a buy-in. It was like $30, and it was a good prize. It was like $150 for the top prize.
Nice. A-Rod was there. It's an illegal underground poker game.
Right? And so played some poker, and that was really fun. And then Sunday, I went up to Trax, which is indoor go-karting.
Mm-hmm.
And had a great time. Okay,
Michelle had an amazing time because we raced against each other and she kicked my ass.
Nice.
They don't do it like they really don't want you to pass people because right. It's not really conducive for that.
It's not bumper cars.
No, not at all. And they tell you that if you bump someone, they'll
are they open wheel?
I don't know what that means.
It just means that there's nothing guarding the wheel on the front and the behind it. So when you're going up and rubbing, a lot of those places don't want the go-kart slamming into each other because the wheel-on-wheel contact
will
end up spinning people out of control. Or
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't know. They're like European go-karts, so they're like gas-powered legitimate go-karts.
Cool.
And they're really fun. She kicked my butt at it. They just go like best lap time and whatever. But I found out I can't really race that much because after the second race, I was so nauseous just from all the moving around and like the same reason why I can't get on like
a boat.
Yeah, sometimes boats, but like rides, like theme park rides or like carnival rides.
Oh.
I just can't ride on them and I'm always afraid that I'm going to puke. Like I said, I talked about how I would like I vomited it on a Ferris wheel. Hmm. It's kind of like those same things. So
mental note, don't have fun with Rev.
I can have parks, fun. Yeah. I just don't go on the rides. I play all the carnival games.
It's not fun unless you're riding a ride.
It's a lot less
when some
fun
goldfish.
When you're vomiting.
Yeah.
I do like goldfish.
Yeah.
But no, we had a great time. It was a lot of fun up there. And I was thinking, God, we should do something like that up there.
I'm in.
We got to go up there, man.
I know we still got to do another virtual sports laser
tag. Whirly ball.
We got to do whirly ball. There's so many weird, crazy, like...
We should just do, like, a decathlon of stupidity.
Yeah. Yes!
Yeah, like...
With, like, the podcast?
Sure.
Get, like, the seven of us?
We gotta do putt-putt, too. We did putt-putt this weekend, too, and that's awesome.
Is there putt-putt around here?
Yeah, Tukwila.
Yeah.
Is there really?
Yeah, they have two courses at the Bullwinkles.
The Bullwinkle one, and they got a laser tag in there.
Yeah, it's not as cool as virtual sports.
No, nothing is.
But we could go to virtual sports and then go over to Bullwinkles.
Then go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
And then swing by Club Sin Rock for some gentleman's time.
Yes.
Gentleman's time.
If you know what I mean.
Is that part of the decathlon?
Happy hour.
Yes. What? That's number 6 and 9 of the decathlon.
There you go.
Yeah. We go there, we come back, we go there again, a couple events.
Man, I would love just to do that sort of just...
The decathlon of stupidity.
I like it.
We got to map this out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can do it all in one day. It might need a whole weekend.
It's going to be like at the world's end.
We're trying to get to each of them.
Yeah.
That might be. I mean, if we got a caravan of just a bunch of people going from one place
party
to the other.
Party bus.
Because they have...
Oh my God, a party bus?
They have go-karts in Tacoma, too, down by Point Divine.
Yeah,
Zoo.
They do as well.
Discuss this. My buddy Levi is going to be swinging in next week, who has Lion Pride Music.
The limos.
They do a lot of stuff with Hempfest. They also do the party buses.
Yeah.
They're the official party bus sponsor of the Tacoma Donkeys for this upcoming classic.
Oh, awesome.
So I was like, hey, man, you should come in before the classic. A, to talk about the classic, because that's always fun to talk about. But also, I mean, he does a lot of music promoting. He does a lot for the party buses. I'm like, I'm sure you have some stories.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And his response was, oh, yes. So I figured that'd be actually a fun chat to talk to him about. But maybe sometime down the line, we'd have to talk to him about maybe getting that new. He's got like a school bus-sized party bus, like a 30-person party bus.
That sounds perfect.
With a big stage on top and a DJ booth inside of it.
What?
I'm reserving my seat now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might have to figure this out. The decathlon of stupidity.
Sounds so much fun.
I love it. We've got to come up with 9 events because the Clubs and Rock will count for 2.
Okay. They've got, they've got on the east side, they've got like trampoline dodgeball.
I can't do that. But,
why not?
I'll just bow out of one.
Because of his
knees. Oh, because of the knees. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I'm going to suck at go-karting no matter how we do it because, I almost puked.
Bullwinkles does have bumper boats too.
Yes. And I'm in for that. So we might have to wait for the summer for this. Bumper boats is awesome.
And they're open until 11 p.m. on Friday nights.
You know what? Email or text us 253-271-4787. That's 253-271-4STP.
We need more ideas.
And stpcast@gmail.com. Yeah. Well, any ideas that you guys have of stupid activities that we could do as a large group, let's get this going.
Yeah.
The decathlon of stupidity. And I'll talk to the Ted Smith and see if we could get it all hammered out with the podcast as well, because that would be fun.
Like, if we had just each event and then we were able to rank them, just it's like simple. It's like whoever gets first place gets, 7 points or something like that.
Oh, we need winners in this?
Well, yeah, it's a competition. It's always a competition. Come on.
Isn't the competition just having fun?
That's so boring.
Oh, says the guy who doesn't like rides.
Everybody gets a trophy, Rev.
Yeah.
That's the worst. I want a pen trophy. It says I'm a winner.
All right, you could get one. We could get trophies made. Participation trophies.
I would suggest just going to all the like second thrift stores and buying the baseball and volleyball.
Just
and
find seven basketball. Random trophies.
Yeah. That's what I did for fantasy baseball the first year.
Keep
I
the
took
names
one
of
from
whomever.
A thrift store, nice. Bought it, and just took off the nameplate and put
we
a new
one. We
should
keep the nameplate on.
We could just go to my house in Brooklyn. I got plenty of participation baseball trophies. The little ones with no tears.
Yep.
Yeah, I got lots of those. At least seven.
Oh,
hey, speaking of fantasy football, we got to bring it up. Guido brought his fantasy football title.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, legitimate title.
What
yeah,
a jerk.
It's right here, and I figured, you know, Nick's never going to win it. And
no.
I won it two of the first 3 years.
Oh, so he's, just, he's in your I've, league?
He's in the league that this
I've
belt
been
is
in
available
the league
for.
Once. One year I've been in the league.
Wow.
And he kept me out.
First off,
of the playoffs.
I did.
Damn you, Guido.
It's like a legit championship belt, like yeah, a that, WWE.
That
quality.
Thing's heavy.
And it actually says, what does it say on the nameplate?
Fantasy football champion, and is a football player about to spike a ball with number 88.
Wow.
And I'm just missing the laser engraving that's going to be going on the side plates there.
Oh, and you can get your name on there.
Yep.
And the
go ahead, go ahead, put it on.
You know I want to.
Go ahead, put it on. So your name's not on that yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not that's yet. Good.
Damn it. Yeah, I'm going to have to play against you next year. I'm going to win it.
Actually, we have a prize that you'll probably win next year. It's the...
It's not the... I'm not getting the Sacco.
It's the Sacco. We have
why it. Would I get that? I got like sixth or seventh place, right?
Out of what? Six or seven people?
Out of 10.
No, we don't play that 18
or 12.
League. 12. 12.
12, okay.
But the Sacco for our league does have to drive around his car with a pink license plate guard that says Fantasy Football Loser.
That,
oh,
I think that's,
that's
awesome.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to wear this belt for the rest of the podcast. I just want to let you guys know that. It just feels good on me.
It looks
you're,
nice on you.
You're a champion.
Dude, I wish they had these kind of things when I was a kid. I would have saved myself so much energy in being creative. When I was a kid, I went with
make
my mom.
Make it out of construction paper or something?
We went to some fabric store and I bought leather. And then I would take like the cooking sheets, like the ones that you could throw yeah. away, like the tinfoily kind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'd cut them up and glue them onto the leather and make my own championship belt.
No, see,
that's
you know what?
Sweet.
I think you doing that as a child is pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like
I would rather have this though. It looks a lot cooler than
well,
mine.
Yeah, but you got to like stretch little, your creative yeah, mind and yeah. like muscles and stuff like that, and you probably wouldn't be where you are today without doing that.
Oh, look at you, Nick.
Well,
thank
looking
you
on the
finding.
Bright side right there.
Well, I'm just saying, man, these kids today they have it so easy.
These kids today.
Get off my lawn.
Dude, I saw somebody post on their Facebook. They just got married, I think, in Oregon, and the groom had a championship belt. Made
that is so cool.
I don't know if like the groomsman made it for him, and it had like the wedding date.
Did he wear it during the ceremony?
I didn't see him actually wear it around his waist, but he was holding it up like a champ.
That's awesome.
I would have had that done. That would have been sick. Down at my
she's
wedding,
like laying on her back underneath him, and he's yeah. like holding the belt up. Yeah,
that's right. About to pile drive you.
I'm like a caveman.
Wow.
All right, let's do our voicemails, our emails, and our text messages.
Which one of these males has big old breath? I'll bring you back. Checking messages, leave one end in my belly, yeah. STP cat, what is it? STP cat, what is it? STP cat, what is it? STP cat.
Yep, you know the numbers. We just gave them away, so I'm going to put it in Guido's hands. What do we like to hear?
Let's start with the text.
Text messages it is. All right.
Steve, this picture, I just posted it on the STP cast. You look so goofy. I'm sorry. You're trying to look badass, but you look like a goofball.
Oh, my gosh. That is awful.
Is it in the belt?
Yeah, nice. That's why I posted it. It's
wow, that's bad. It's look at it, Nick.
Not a great. It is not a great picture. I apologize for that picture, but I'm not taking it down.
That is awesome. That's fine. That's fine. People can write their own little captions of what they think I would be saying right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go to STP-CAS on the Facebook page and feel free to comment. I might comment and it'll just say Rev is a giant D-bag.
I was trying to make it look good. I'm sorry.
All right. Just Nick texts us and he says, hey, thank God baseball season is here, Mono Nick.
Yeah.
Are you going to be going to opening day?
I am.
The woman and I are going, thinking that a Titanic douche get-together in the pen might be in line.
Oh, no, I'm not going.
That
I'm
would
just
be
kidding.
We should do a Titanic douche day at the... I wonder if the Mariners would work with us on that. Please welcome in the bullpen, The Titanic douches.
That'd be fun. Like, or we could just get our name up on the board or something.
Yeah, can't you do like happy birthday Titanic douches or something?
Yeah, man, our calling card, the Titanic douche thing, is going to hurt us in the long run.
Especially with the Mariners.
Yeah, we might have to just be called like the TD squad.
The TD squad, yeah.
And be like, what does that mean? Touchdown, of course.
But yeah, I'll be at opening day game. I think the game's at 1 p.m.
It is.
Yeah, so sure, I'll meet you in the bullpen.
All right.
Down by where Felix is warming up.
Nice. The bullpen's a sweet spot, too.
Yeah, I love that place.
He wants to know if WrestleMania will actually live up to its name.
No.
And can we expect another WWE-sized letdown? Toppy, boobs, nuff said. And Michelle, vaya con Dios, pumpkin butt.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm. I saw an episode of Seinfeld where he says, vaya con Dios. I'm grabbing that audio.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes,
no. Why are you just
perpetrating saw it last night, and I'm
these
just like,
terrible
oh
things.
My God, he totally said it.
You sons of bitches.
Dude, so before we started the podcast, I was in the kitchen, and Tony from The Wolf was in there, and he just starts laughing. He goes, did you see that shirt on that one guy? I'm like, what shirt are you talking about? He goes, there's a Mexican guy, and he's just walking around, and he says has a shirt that just says, I just look illegal. And I'm like, oh, you mean Caesar?
Caesar.
He's like, you know him? I'm like, well, no, there's just a random guy walking around the hallways with an I look illegal shirt.
It is pretty awesome.
Tony from The Wolf really appreciated your T-shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah. As far as WrestleMania, I think it's going to be a good one. I'm hoping they're setting the stage for Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker.
Wow.
And they did a great job in Guido. I know you talked about it on the STP Cash group page, and I was so pumped when all of a sudden at Fastlane, which was the most recent WWE pay-per-view, all of a sudden the bells started of the Undertaker's theme. And he has been MIA since last year's WrestleMania. And there's been a lot of reports recently saying he doesn't look all that good. His health is diminished. He's not going to be able to wrestle again. That was it. Brock Lesnar beat the tar out of him. Because as soon as that match ended, he legitimately had to go to the hospital. Like,
yeah.
He collapsed. So the bells start, and I'm like, oh, snap. The Undertaker's going to be here. This is going to be amazing. And for the last few weeks, Bray Wyatt's been like teasing in his promos, like taking very subtle shots at the Undertaker, like not saying him by name. So all of a sudden, he's got all like the druids, like they come out, the flames, and they march this casket down the aisle. I'm sure you do had the same thought. I think everyone did. Like, I wonder if it's gonna be Bray Wyatt, but man, wouldn't it be cool if it's really the Undertaker? The casket opens and it's Bray Wyatt, and it was just like, that was great. Like, what a great way to like set the stage. And I mean, mm-hmm. we still don't know if Undertaker is going to be wrestling, but I would imagine they wouldn't go to this extreme.
Yeah. I don't. All they're going to do is just crap on the Undertaker anyway.
Who's crapping on the Undertaker?
The WWE, man. Last year they had him lose, and now they're just going to bring him in.
Lose.
They're going to wheel him in. He's going to be old and crunchy and crusty, and they're just going to be like,
they're gonna
here
have
you
a
go.
Straw out of his mouth.
You've been great for 20 years, so we're just going to let you just sit out there in the middle. We're just going to powerbomb you till your head falls off and screw you and get the hell out of here.
Well,
I hate
why'd you.
Why'd
you do the finger thing? He's not a female.
Well, he's gonna get one like on.
He's going to get one like
they're
one.
They're just going to crap on his legacy like they did last year when they used Brock Lesnar to ruin his legacy.
It was the best thing they ever could have done.
No, it's not. Having Brock Lesnar anywhere near a ring, any type, is the worst thing anybody can do anywhere, and I'll tell it to his damn face.
This is all because Brock Lesnar did not like the Rev's question or poo-pooed Rev's question during
the
interview.
He's got a giant sword penis on his chest.
You were excited to talk to him before that interview, and ever since that interview, you've hated him dead.
He loves penis swords.
So, Guido, what'd you think about that whole thing?
Well, I'm sitting there, I'm watching
it's
my
not
two
the penis
kids.
Swords, but
the penis sword. I'm watching there with my kids, and they're 10 and 9, my son and daughter, and so they know a little bit about The Undertaker. They watched a little bit of last year's WrestleMania, so they knew who he was.
Know the heartbreak.
But I'm sitting there, and I'm kind of just doing things in the background, and then, like you said, the bells go off, and it freezes me.
Goosebumps.
And I start getting the chills, and I'm like, are they seriously bringing him out?
Yeah.
Then when Bray pops out, I'm like, oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But late last year, I saw a picture, and one of those reports about The Undertaker where he just looked like a frail old woman.
When he was sitting at the airport.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if he can get himself in shape before, WrestleMania and to be able to be there, I would be surprised because he looked terrible.
Well, I mean, I did see a picture of his wife, Michelle McCool, which was a former diva, and props to The Undertaker for that one. It was a good score on his part. She posted something on Instagram, and I'm sure if you look it up, you'll find it. And you don't see him by face. You just see him from the back, and he's working out. And he doesn't look nearly as frail as that picture made him look in that. Because, I mean, a picture can make you look one way or the other. I mean, one bad picture can make him look bad. But there's that's the picture. There he is working out.
Yeah, that's definitely different.
He's doing some squats with a lot of weight on it. I don't know how much weight's on him there, but that's
three gigantic things on each side. So
four, I think. Is it three?
One, two, three. Yeah. It's still a ton, man. I mean, well, probably not an actual ton because that's like 2,000 pounds.
But what do you think? At the least, it's probably about 500-600 pounds, I would imagine.
Well, if those are plates, they're 45, so...
Oh, never mind. So it's about 300 pounds.
Yeah, on each side. Yeah,
that's still more than I can do.
Then right. Way more than me.
Then again, I was never the Undertaker.
I can barely do my own body weight,
and I'll be sore. I'll need a bath or something like that after that. Yeah, but then he's punching a punching bag, and he looks like he's still. He doesn't look frail.
I would think the WWE is not going to bring him back just to poo poo his legacy, Rev. I think that's the
totally
worst thing that they could do. As a trademark, as
this is the greatest thing ever for Bray Wyatt. Yeah. This is going to put him over into the stratosphere that he's going to have a program with The Undertaker, especially with the way that he had I meant to grab the audio, but we had a lot of stuff going on. I had a lot of tamales to eat today, so I didn't grab it. But he did a great promo too, just sharing how The Undertaker was the epitome of evil, but now he's the new evil, and it was awesome. I could just see
it's
this
like
being
passing
great.
The torch.
I would be shocked if they had Bray win. And
oh, he's one of those redneck dudes.
Bray Wyatt's the Wyatt family, kind of like the Cape Fear guy.
Yeah. He's pretty cool.
He's awesome.
So I think I'm down with that. Even if he just kind of takes the.
Now he's on the
other
side.
Well, no, I'm okay with Bray
Unless
Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt gives a bad interview.
Yeah, then screw the guy. I just don't think that Undertaker needs to come back and just put over people. They got so many other people that they can use.
I don't think they will. I think Undertaker will win this. I would be shocked if they have him lose two in a row. I think that, and this could be his final one for all we know.
Yeah.
And then Sting's going to be wrestling, taking on Triple H.
You think that'll be his last one?
I hope it's not his first and last. I hope that they could get a couple more matches out of the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not in awful shape, and the way they've been using him, they've been doing a good job of just kind of making him this like ominous, like mysterious kind of figure. They could get a lot of mileage out of him.
Cool.
But I foresee WrestleMania being pretty awesome, but. I'm such a freaking homer for the WWE. Even when it's bad, I still find something good about it. I'm not one of those guys that ever is going to be like, that was the worst pay-per-view ever.
Yeah, I've been watching the Mariners for 35 years. I feel the pain.
Yeah. All right, next text. I tried that buttery Jack burger you guys were talking about a few weeks ago. It's okay. Not really worth the heart disease that it may give you. Taylor, not a chick. I was so close to ordering. All right, this is another great story.
Yeah,
about
I love it.
The other day, I'm just driving on Meridian, and as Caesar, you would know, there's a Wendy's at Meridian, and did not even put an ounce of thought into what I was about to do. It was like there was something inside of me that just, without even thinking, I just turned right into the drive-thru and ordered myself a Frosty.
Hell yeah.
A medium-sized one.
Nice.
In the middle of the day.
It's perfect.
It was sunny out.
Yeah. No fries, just went solo?
Just wanted the Frosty.
Nice.
I was going to play hockey.
Still worthwhile.
So now I'm driving the streets, and I'm just eating it. Got it in the cup holder, and I'm just scooping it and putting it in my mouth as I'm driving. So, and all the time I'm thinking, what is wrong with me?
Nothing.
But I wanted to order is the pretzel bun burger they still have.
Oh, yeah.
That looks amazing.
Yeah, I haven't had that yet. I get it on the Asiago. Like ranch burger, whatever they have. God, that thing is so good.
I haven't had anything other than a Frosty from Wendy's in years.
You got to get the Asiago. Get it with the spicy chicken filet.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
so
healthy.
Good. Oh, yeah. With the pretzel bun.
Our buddy Stevie, the Green Bay Packers fan, wants to know which David Lee Roth Van Halen is better, their debut or 1984? I prefer the first one. See you at the ballpark. Hi, Nick, Toppy, and Rev.
Hi.
Hi. I don't know enough.
I don't have an opinion.
I don't. Yeah. I mean...
I'm leaning towards 1984 just because of the fact that it has Panama, but...
Which is the one with Right Now?
That's the OU812.
That's the one.
That's Sammy Hagar, man. Caesar. Like oh, Caesar texted us.
Caesar, are you texting yourself on our own show? That'd be kind of weird.
He says, hey, what's up, STP and the boys? Thanks for having the three amigos in today.
Yes, he did.
Hope to have a view from the shelf soon. Hashtag Patron.
Yeah.
Toppy's not here. He's dealing with some family stuff. I think people who know understand that. Like, you know, his parents are old. They got some ups and some downs, and so he has to take them to the doctors from time to time, and today happens to be one of those days. I'll have to say this because one person wanted us to play a mashup of Lady Gaga and Judas Priest for Top Shelf.
Oh.
Wouldn't be as much fun to play it without Toppy here.
Definitely not.
But another person said, hey, you got to check out the Seinfeld Limp Bizkit mashup. I haven't heard this, but apparently somebody has mashed up the Seinfeld theme with some Limp Bizkit music.
Could be interesting.
Well, let's check it out. Just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is... Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. No human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days.
This is really good.
Limp Seinfeld. I'd watch that show. It was just Fred Durst and all. Same lines. It's just the band members.
The second verse was not as good as the first.
No. The first is amazing.
Yeah. Very creative. Someone who's really high.
See, the internet's not bad all the time.
Yeah, they saw the forest through the trees on that one.
That's all of our text messages.
That's so awesome. I love that.
Hey, really quick, I got pretzels on the brain, and I know you're a big fan of pretzels.
Yeah.
Have you been to Legendary Donuts yet?
No.
Okay. So
I've eaten them when I think somebody's brought them in one time.
Yeah, people have brought them in before, but it's up Lakeland Hills, the top of Lakeland Hills, and they have this pretzel. It's a salted caramel, sea-salted caramel pretzel donut, but it's just this giant donut that's in the shape of a pretzel.
Why have we not had this yet?
I got one earlier, on Friday.
Of course you did.
Yeah. And every time I bit into it, I thought it was going to be a pretzel, but it was just a donut.
So you didn't have any taste of a pretzel?
No. It just looked like a pretzel, so my mind just kept saying, pretzel, pretzel, and there's salt on it, and it looks like...
That's so amazing.
But it was so good.
It's going to be crunchy, crunchy.
Yeah, no. Just a donut.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now I want to try it, but that's funny.
Totally screwing with your mind.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Guido. Oh, wait. We did you.
Yeah, we did you.
Augustine, how would you like? Emails, voicemails, text messages?
Let's go with voicemails.
Voicemails.
Ooh.
Mono Nick, I believe we have two.
Hey, Toppy!
It's not here.
Oops.
Congratulations on 20 years, man.
Thank you.
We'll tell
20 shots of Crown Royal in your honor.
No.
Later, douches.
Please don't.
Wow,
please don't do 20 shots.
We might not ever hear from him again.
Please don't do 20 shots. That's probably a bad idea.
I would hope that this next voicemail would be from him after the 20 shots, but I highly doubt it. Let's check out the next voicemail.
Purple, man.
This is that song, right?
Oh, this is Richard Peterson. Nice callback to the Stone Temple Pilots interview.
Cut on the recording studio.
My second album. One dozen melodies.
This is the guy that Dean DeLeo was giving a shout out to at the end of our interview.
This takes me right back to 10th grade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Singing company.
I appreciate the listener sending us the audio as opposed to me just going on the computer and getting it.
It's just cool how everybody kind of knows what that is. Like, you know, back in the day, you think you're the only one that's like, listening to this song 12 tracks after the last one ended.
Yeah, this is the hidden track.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a minute.
Oh, well, hey, rules are rules.
That's right. And they're hard and fast.
That's all of our voicemails.
A long way out west, four fellas doing a podcast. The STP cast, some say.
Six fellas today.
Yeah, it's a full house.
Green emails, text, heck, even voicemail.
Should be seven.
This is their legend out in the Pacific Northwest.
But one hates Mexicans.
Until he can deny it, we're just going to keep saying it.
Be sure to email Toppy or tweet him.
Why do you hate Mexicans so much?
Why you got to hate the Mexicans? Caesar, what would you like to hear?
Let's go with the emails.
Yes.
Oh, he was paying attention. All right.
Our first one I just emailed to myself, and once again, it's another example of me illustrating how I'm an Instagram stalker. I once again found another Titanic douche just by clicking on their profile. Because really? Whenever somebody likes my stuff or emails me or messages me on Instagram, I'll click on theirs and look at some of their pictures.
I always like to see how they came across my feed.
Yeah, or I'll try. Like I try and remember to add them, but sometimes I just forget. But more often than not, like I just want to just see what their world is about. It's something to do while I'm on the couch. Well, somebody liked a couple of my pictures, so I clicked on her profile, and more often than not, it's a female because I'm a man.
Yeah, right?
I'm a man. Is it a bikini barista?
No. It was a very attractive girl on the profile picture. And I'm like, oh, let's see what Casey is up to. And I see her.
That's a nice name.
Her bio.
Casey with a K or C?
K. Huh. And it says, go Sounders, go Hawks, and then two hearts, Titanic douche.
Nice.
They awesome. Made. I know, see like Taylor on Instagram. I saw his. He did that too. And a few other people as well. I love seeing it on people's bios because for those of us that are Titanic douches, we know what's up. And it's like, oh, sweet. This person's cool.
Yeah,
but for those that aren't, especially when it's like someone is like, you know, I mean, like you could barely see her picture, but like she's a cute girl, really attractive.
Oh, yeah.
If you're one of her friends, you're probably like, why did she say she's a Titanic douche?
Yeah, right. Like,
why does Casey feel that mean? Why she's not a mean person?
Yeah, she needs to have more self-confidence.
Yeah. So hey,
so I've got to change my. I got to edit my profile now.
I do too.
Titanic douche.
I don't even have mine. Mine has to say it.
I feel like I have to do that.
I've been slacking.
Yeah.
Well, Casey, I appreciate it. Thank you for listening, and my apologies for stalking your Instagram page. But at least I own up to it.
Yes.
So it's not as bad.
I don't know. I'm not owning up to any of mine.
Do you do it?
Yeah.
Do you guys have
stalk so much?
Do you have a social media crush? You know what I mean? Like is there like somebody whose picture is like you're always like, oh, I want to look at her pictures because not like you could do anything. You know?
No, I get what you're saying.
Like I won't ask Greg because this woman listens to this podcast. But
mine's
all
disc golfers.
I think
though.
I can show you mine.
You got a cute girl though, like that's a disc golfer. You're like, oh yeah, she's cute.
And it's horrible because Angie will come across my.
Oh,
my
I
feed.
Know her.
Yeah, she's actually local.
Yeah, we've met her.
And she plays Magic. She plays Magic.
Oh, yeah,
and
I know who he's talking about.
Yeah, she is really hot.
And she's got the best last name ever.
Yeah.
Why is she on Geek Nation?
I don't know.
She's, man, if she was playing
hockey. Because he wouldn't be able to interview her.
It's one of those, yeah, it really is. It's like, so...
And I don't blame him.
And you know what? And
I can even think of the best name for her segment. I'll write it down.
I just know for the simple fact, as soon as I'm talking about this, Michelle's going to send me a message as soon as she's listening to this, and she's going to say the name, and she's going to be absolutely 100% correct.
Oh, yeah. Angie would know exactly who mine would be, the disc golf chick, because she's always like, do you really have to follow her?
This is the name I have for the segment.
And she video games, she streams, and it's always
wet. She streams.
The lowest cut sweater possible.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah.
No, she's coming.
Watch the eye.
We saw her, she came to one of our listener events, I think.
What?
Once.
When?
Or something. She was at something where she was hired to be a dancer for maybe like one of our rock girl parties.
Really?
Not rock girl, but like
I was going to say the
holiday
end of the
hangover
year.
Ball or one of those parties.
Yeah, the I one didn't with even... the masquerade or something like
that. Yes, the carnival.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
She's
no
hot
idea.
As F.
Yeah, I've actually. Well, I didn't play against her in Magic, but I did.
Whoa! Go back down.
Excuse me.
No, that one right there.
Yeah. She's not wearing pants.
Have you seen this picture, Mono Nick? Can't we say who it is?
I mean, I have not seen that. I mean,
might as well say it. I mean she's got
obviously she wants followers. I mean, she's hot.
Yeah.
And I mean, she said Michelle already knows who you're talking about.
Yeah, she only has 64,000 followers. Let's get her a couple
64,000? Why is she not on Geek Nation? That's a whole new world of people. You have a whole bunch of perverted dudes that are going to be now fans of the Geek Nation. If not, we could do this segment on the STP cast.
It might be good on the STP cast.
You can feel free to reach out to her and say, I have this new feature that I want to do called Getting Down with Babcock.
Yeah.
Tara Babcock.
Yeah, that's her last name.
I'll send her a message.
Yeah.
Let her know.
Follow
she,
you?
Yeah, she follows me. So yeah, I can just send her. I can just send her a direct message.
You could DP her. I mean,
no,
DM.
Sorry. Not DP.
My bad.
Michelle, ignore that. Ignore that. It's not how I feel. You didn't catch me just staring at her the other day. It's fine.
That's awesome. You got busted. So that's your social media crush?
Yeah, yeah. I love just... Oh, come on, look at the pictures.
No, I'm not... I think I might have found my new social media crush.
Yeah, I definitely love it. And just the fact that she's a nerdy girl, too, is pretty awesome.
Do you guys have a social media crush? I don't want to incriminate you guys.
Caesar does. He just showed me it. It looked very similar to the one that you showed me.
It's somebody that you know, right?
Yeah.
Okay, in some roundabout way.
Yeah, she follows me on Instagram as well, so...
Yeah.
That works out just...
Yeah. Right? Right?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all have one.
Yeah, mine's name is Katrina Allen.
Wow, I didn't know we were just throwing it out there.
That's fine. She's a professional disc golfer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And
nice.
I'm sure she wants other followers. It was funny because Angie, she was going through my feed and she's like, hey, Paige Pierce is pretty hot. I'm like, no, she's not. Not as hot as Katrina Allen.
Wow.
And she's like, what? You got a crush on her?
That's awesome.
Maybe, I don't know. Then she starts playing Frisbee with me a little bit more. Like how that works out, huh?
So hopefully soon we'll have a new feature on the STP cast. Getting Down with Babcock.
That'd be awesome.
We'll see how she goes.
I don't even know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, well, we should figure out something to talk about.
Getting down.
Well, I guess you could just talk about her and what she does. I mean, that's fine, too.
Caesar showed me his social media crush. good call.
No, what's her name?
I didn't need you to do that. I could tell by looking at the picture.
What you plan to do?
Just making sure. It was pretty far away.
I'm very aware of what she looks like. Yeah, but
Big Trouble, Little China?
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you DP her yet there?
Wow, no.
DM?
DM.
Sorry?
DM, and no, right. I haven't figured out. I'm trying to figure out how to word it. How do you just like, hey, how's it going? Want to be on a podcast?
Hey. Yeah, just say, hey, we were talking about chicks we think are hot, and you were my suggestion. And then Steve from the show asked me to DP you, so here I am.
I'm not writing that, but I will write.
That'd be an interesting podcast.
The first
podcast.
Part was really good. It was like,
would you ever want to be a guest on a podcast I'm a part of? We were thinking of...
We're all douches.
We were just talking about how we'd like to bring some of, you only have so many characters, so just as a guest of one of our podcasts, we thought it would be fun to talk to you about things that are nerdy, or however you people talk.
See, this is the exact reason why I don't want to bring her in, because
am I going to desecrate her integrity? As she's got her boobs just popped out there for all of us to look at.
It's like the moment where I'm just going to be apologizing for you guys saying...
So, you could be the martyr.
You people.
The martyr. Yeah, you people. Don't call her you people. That's the first part, man. There's no divide. It's just people. It's like, so you like to play video games? Yes. Not, so you people like to play video games,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, at the end of the day, you could be the white...
Yeah, what do you mean, you people?
The white knight in shining armor.
Oh, man. She doesn't need that. She's got plenty of those.
Yeah, you could just motorboat.
All right, yeah. I'm deleting this direct message until I can figure out a better way to put it.
You work on that.
I'm going to work on that.
Send it out to
This him. Is what he means by you people. You guys notice what I did. I'm in North America. You're in South America. Do not cross the border.
Freaking Nick is putting up boundaries in the studio. And trying to think that the guys aren't going to cross the border. Come on, that's what they're known for.
I can jump pretty high.
See?
And it's not water.
I just don't think it's going to work out, Nick.
I do carry a shank.
Okay, you can come in. Come in, come in.
You're allowed. You can cut your way through. My God. Hey, we warned you. We said things were going to get weird on this podcast. This is not exactly the type of weird I think Graham Moore was talking about.
Oh, my bad.
That's all right. John wants to know, hey, when are you guys bringing Red back? Maybe we'll bring her back with Babcock.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
Red and Babcock in the morning.
Yeah, let Nick or Toppy have to bleep that one.
Yeah. She's awesome to listen to and make some of the best podcasts. That's from John the Engineer. John, I agree 100%. We'll probably get Red back on in the near future. She's always a fun one to have on. And hopefully she'll bring Tracy back, too.
Yeah.
It was great having Tracy in. Tracy's a funny lady as well. Clinton, he tweeted us, so I emailed it to myself to remember to read it.
Mm.
He wanted to talk about Ben and Jerry's flavors, and this one's Rev-inspired.
Okay. Uh-oh. No chocolate buttholes. We already passed that one. We're beyond it, all right?
Clinton, you might win today for the best message.
Oh, Christ.
Pumpkin pie ice cream with a peanut butter swirl. Pumpkin butt swirly. Sorry, Rev.
I'd eat it. Not even going to lie. That sounds really good.
Awesome.
That sounds so great.
Put some cream cheese in there.
Why do you got to put cream cheese in there?
Well, because the pumpkin.
Why you
pumpkin cream cheese stuff? No, have you never had those pumpkin rolls?
Do you understand the connotations with pumpkin butt and then cream cheese? I would like to avoid at least a little bit of
like
that.
Do you not like pumpkin rolls? Pumpkin rolls are really good.
I like pumpkin.
And cream cheese is
I like peanut butter.
You don't want a pumpkin cream pie?
No! Jesus Christ!
Why not?
Listen to yourself.
A pumpkin pie with cream cheese. It's a pumpkin cream pie.
That is not. Do not look that up.
I would eat
with
that.
With safe search off because holy Christ, you guys.
I could probably polish off a whole pint of a pumpkin cream pie.
Yeah, me too. Put it on a stick, I'll lick it.
Hell, freeze it.
Oh, no.
I'll treat it like a popsicle. I don't know why this is so offensive. Chris in Bothell writes this. If I was a rock star, my rider would have something to do with pumpkin cream. No, I have to do with mascots, specifically the rival of wherever I was playing. So if I'm at the University of Oklahoma, then the mascot for the University of Nebraska.
That's
Herbie
really
the Husker or Little Red have to be hanging out backstage. If I'm playing for the University of Washington, then the Cougars, Butch T. Cougar. If I'm playing in Seattle, I want Pat Patriot hanging out backstage.
Ooh.
And so he just wants the opposing mascot.
He wants that heat, man.
I like it. Cody also tweeted us, so I emailed myself so I wouldn't forget. He also has a submission for the Revs. No, I'm just kidding. You remember last week? If you don't remember, we played that audio of Jim Cantor, the weatherman for the Weather Channel.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like they have a sports guy for the Weather Channel, although that would be pretty awesome. Now let's go to sports on the Weather Channel. And we grabbed the montage of it. I won't play all six cuts, so we were able to put them all together. Just a sample of Jim Cantor losing his S because of lightning while he was reporting on all the crazy storms that are happening on the East Coast.
Oh, yes! 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 We got it, baby! We got it! We got it! Woo! Woo! We got it! Yes! Listen to that! Listen to that! Oh, baby! Oh! Again! Again! That's a twofer! That's a twofer, baby! Yes! That's a twofer!
Said DM, right? Not DP.
Yes! Again! That's a three! You gotta be kidding me! You gotta be kidding me! Oh, my God! The winds have really picked up in through here. And there's another one! That's number... You gotta be kidding me! You can have your $500 million jackpot in Powerball or whatever the heck it was, but I'll take this, baby! Four lightning strikes. Four episodes of Thunder Snow. I can hear thunder, so we had another one. So we actually had five. Five strikes, five thunder. I mean, this is just a total change. Literally within an hour, was that another one? Was that? Oh my good, dude, that's number six. You gotta be kidding me.
All right, well, there's Jim Cantor. And Cody, he sent us a message on Twitter and it says, you gotta play this on this week's STP cast. You know it's going to happen. Whenever there's a news story and it's making its way on the internet as being a viral hit, somebody decides to run it through auto-tune or some kind of musical processor and make it into a song. So here is the Jim Cantor song.
It's pretty epic.
This is so awesome.
Thundersnow, lightning strikes. Holy smoke! Totally lit up the sky. You can have your $500 million jackpot in Powerball, but I'll take this thunder snow. Lightning strikes. Holy smoke! Totally lit up the sky. Dude, I'm telling you, this is Chicago all over again. Yes! Listen to that! Thunder snow. Thunder snow. Thunder snow. That's a two for Randy. Yes! Yes! Again! That's a three! Oh my goodness! You gotta be kidding me! Was that another one? Oh my god! Four! Five strikes. Dude, that's number six! You gotta be kidding me! Six episodes of Thunderstorm. Lightning strikes. Holy smokes!
It's pretty good.
It's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
You can have your $500 million jackpot in Powerball, but I'll take this Thunderstorm.
If I'm Jim Cantor, I would listen to this every day.
Dude, that would be my music as I walk into the office.
It's like a hype song. Like, who cares? Like, anything that happened at the end of the day or whatever, you just put that in. It's like, someone made this about me.
If this was his intro music to his weather report, that would be amazing.
Hey, Jim's here. Start the song. That's awesome. That is really, really cool. So we go from that to another song that was just emailed to us, and this is from Max, and he says, hey, you got to check this out. Steel Panther wrote a song about Kanye West based on everything that happened at the Grammys. So I clicked on the link, and here is what Steel Panther has decided to give us.
Kanye, you really have a way with words. You should have been a poet, 'cause your music sounds like hamster turds. I'm glad Beyonce lost that night. And Beck should kick you in the nuts with steel-toed boots to make it right. Kanye, what about respecting art? Beck's music is some weird stuff, but she sound like a donkey fart. You're freaking hypocrite.
Jeez.
Not holding back, huh?
And that's how it ends.
I think they're friends.
I can't wait for the collaboration.
I kind of like the Jim Cantor song a little bit better, to be honest. You know, let's just do one more email because I got a meeting to go into, so we got to still do our Facebook drama and all that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But one more email from our friend Katie, and it says X's and O's. Hello, gentlemen. I tweeted Steve a while back asking if he's ever heard of Benjamin Booker's music, and at that time, he hadn't. So I thought I'd share the link to his song Violent Shiver, because I know Mono Nick will dig it, and I think it may even be awesome enough to get to the Rev and Toppy to get them on board.
Well, luckily, Toppy isn't here.
Enjoy X's and O's from Katie. All right, let's check out a little Benjamin Booker. I haven't heard this yet. And I didn't load the whole song because I was running out of time, so I just faded it out, but I'm sure we'll get enough of a taste of it.
I'm in.
Reminds me of the Strokes.
Yeah.
Doing the podcast with a championship belt is so much more awesome.
Oh yeah, I dig this.
Into the fire.
It's like garage, like 50s inspired, like indie rock.
It's got a little surfer element in there too. Like, I dig it.
Some soul to it.
Yeah,
I like the music, but the dude is just an old guy like grumbling into a microphone.
And I think it's a young dude though.
It just sounds like
it's actually Brock Lesnar singing.
Well, now I hate it.
Yeah.
Stupid penis sword tattoo.
That's cool stuff, though, right there.
No, I do like the music, though. It's pretty sweet.
I have to listen to some more of Benjamin Booker. And that one's called Violent Shiver.
Good call.
All right, let's wrap things up with a little Facebook drama.
Where is that one? There it is.
In the days of the past, there has always been one thing to join all the bitches together.
Unless in their drama.
And that thing has always been a left Facebook. And now, muchachos, señoritas, Les Steve, Taylor's producer, shall bring us the best of the drama from the Facebook.
All right. Now, I had, there's four parts, and Toppy's not here, so we have to have one of our three amigos. Who would like to be a member of this Facebook drama moment?
Wow, don't raise your hands all at once, guys.
It's a Mexican standoff. Oh, it's going to be Guido, everybody.
Were you waiting all podcast to make that joke?
No, it just hit me.
Because that was amazing.
Yes! Almost as good as our pumpkin flavor.
Pumpkin peanut butter, but I'm okay with
cream
that.
Cheese in it.
No!
Don't forget the cream cheese!
No cream cheese! Yes, the pumpkin cream pie.
No!
And that's the name of it.
No! You've just ruined it for me. Damn it.
Oh, man. You know what? Rev, you will play the role of Genie. Nick, you will play the role of Max. I will be Jeff. And our friend Guido, he will play the role of Tim. Facebook drama, it's an opportunity for us to point out the stupidity that is happening on Facebook. There's a bunch of people that have been sending me screenshots. I'm trying to get to as many as we can. Some are very long, so it's going to take me a while to edit them down. And we're just completely backlogged. But huge props to everybody that has been sending me some messages with some Facebook drama on their page. I thought I had a good one today. Man, it was this guy has been like MIA from Facebook for a few months.
Yeah.
And just went off on people in his life and the reason why he's been.
Yeah, I saw one of those too. And then he just started posting photos of him hanging out in a hotel without a shirt on in his bed. And I'm just like, I can't do this to this guy.
I was ready to do it to the guy I'm talking about. But everyone had his back. Everyone's like, oh yeah, you do you. You do you.
That's the saddest part when you're like, oh, this guy's making this thing. And there's like 17 comments. You're like, this is going to be gold. Yeah. And it's everyone on his side. And you're like, no, you're not supposed to be like that.
Yeah. Come on, people.
That was a meltdown of epic proportions.
I like that one, though, the shirtless guy. This one's actually pretty entertaining because our segment actually gets referenced in this.
Oh, my gosh.
It does.
Yes. So it's starting to carry over, which I think is hilarious. Our mission is almost complete. To get people to stop posting stupid stuff on Facebook.
Wow.
All right. So once again, Rev, you are Genie. Mono Nick, you will be Max. I will be Jeff. And our friend Guido will play the role of Tim. Rev, take it away.
My birthday has come and gone. My day sucked. People suck. Nobody likes me.
Nobody likes you because you're an annoying Facebook poster.
Wow, Max. Don't you think that's a little too harsh?
Nah, man, she's always posting stupid stuff.
I agree with Max. Wah, wah, wah. Nobody likes me. Get over yourself.
You guys are proving my point.
If your point is that you are an attention whore, then yes, we are.
This would make for a great Facebook drama on BJ Shea's show, LOL.
F-M-O.
Ha ha, it totally is. I love that one about chilies.
LOL, me too. Hashtag fried pickles.
You guys are stupid. Welp.
Dude, that's awesome because they even got the hashtag in there, right?
Yeah, hashtag fried pickles.
They referenced the fried pickles one. I wish I would have thought about grabbing that one so we could listen to that one again. I don't know if it would be easy to find in the... It's the Chili's one.
Yeah.
Chili's.
Yeah, if you just...
Fried pickles.
And I think, don't you have to play it like a certain special way so it doesn't screw up the computer system?
Yeah, if I could even get there.
Okay. Well, I just love that somebody actually brought it up. I even saw somebody else bring it up too, but it wasn't like a big drama one, but they were like, yeah, this is starting to turn into one of those things on...
Getting dangerously close.
Yeah, on BJ Shea's show, which I think is great. Any luck?
It's just hard to see all these things, where all the infos are.
Gotcha.
Because the Chili's thing isn't right away. There's hashtag sex addict.
Oh. There's been a lot of hashtag ones.
There's spring cleaning.
That was a good one.
What was it? It was Chili's, right?
Yeah.
Chili's.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it anywhere in here yet.
No luck.
Bowel movement.
About to have one.
Yeah, I can't see any with
the
name Chili's on there. I'm sorry.
It's Toppy's fault, not yours.
Yeah.
It's nobody's fault.
It's actually the Mexicans' fault. If had they not scared Top Shelf, Toppy would be
Jeez.
Here. And then we'd be able to play it.
Gosh.
That's right.
Yep. I blame you guys and your tamales.
delicious, delicious tamales.
Rev will be blaming your tamales later.
I've got to blame someone for this. Oof.
All right, well, hey, no, in all seriousness, the Three Amigos, thank you guys for, yeah, A, hanging out in the morning. It's great to see you guys. You know I got nothing but love for you guys. It's the first time meeting Augustine, so it was very cool. Thank you, and thank your mom.
Sure will.
For
last
just,
night.
Wow.
Jeez.
I'm kidding.
I love
wow.
it.
Here I am.
Making the tamales.
Yeah.
Making the tamales last night.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate it. Those were awesome. And please tell her that they were very well received here at the station. That was pretty damn cool. Caesar, you know, we like you, I guess.
yeah, he's all right.
Caesar's one of our OG Titanic douches, so we have nothing but love for you, and Guido as well. And Caesar, thank you, guys, for being so active on the STP Cast Facebook page. You guys keep it alive and
absolutely
make it fun. I always enjoy reading the things you guys have, and you guys do a great job of policing it from time to time when it needs to be policed.
Yeah, no more Seahawks crap, okay?
Yeah, are we done with that yet?
I doubt that.
Bronco fan?
Both of them are. Yeah. See, Guido's not a Chargers fan.
Yeah, let's clear that up.
Yes, just, you're a Broncos fan.
That's out there on the internet.
But you're an LA Kings fan.
I am not a Chargers fan. Yes, yeah.
See, I always thought, I always see the King stuff and I think Raiders, and I always think of you as the Raiders fan.
Black. That's so terrible.
See, just like, what the hell?
Not all Mexicans are Raider fans.
I thought that.
Augustine, who's your football team?
Seahawks.
Oh,
yeah.
See, that's right.
Yeah, keep it tempered.
All right, well, let's get out of here. Thank you, guys. In all seriousness, I appreciate you guys hanging out. Spread the good word about the STP cast. And definitely pay attention to what Graham Moore said. I know we joke around a lot. We give each other a hard time. But it's all about being positive and keeping each other in good spirits and helping each other out when things are crappy.
Bad. Yes. Almost. Adversity.
Right. When life hands you a pumpkin cream pie.
No!
You need your friends to help get you through it. Right, Rev?
No!
All right, for the Rev, for Greedo, for Augustine, for Caesar, for Mono Nick, and even Top Shelf.
Yeah.
I'm Steve. This is the STP Cast. Please subscribe to us. Please let your friends know about it. We really do appreciate it. And stay positive. And suck it. We gotta stay positive.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.